At a news conference, Detective Inspector Mike Foster told reporters that a Samoan national, later identified as Viliamu Samu, lured at least 10 people to New Zealand with promises of high-paying jobs. He described Samu as a respected member of his community who targeted vulnerable people with limited education and literacy. Once they were in New Zealand, Samu contracted them out to commercial orchards in and around Hawke's Bay. They were not paid for their work, their passports were confiscated, their contacts restricted, they were threatened and physically abused. Immigration New Zealand General Manager Peter Devoy said the case bears the hallmark of modern slavery. The officials said that Samu started his slavery ring in the mid-1990s and that while he's charged with treating 10 individuals as slaves, there could be more. He faces 8 additional charges of trafficking. Each slavery charge carries a maximum sentence of 14 years and as much as 20 for each case of trafficking. The official said the owners of the orchards probably did not know what was going on. The investigation was conducted over 2 years and involved cooperation from police in Samoa. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told the Morning Post, "We want to do more to uncover where exploitation is occurring. The scandal will prompt consideration of the Modern Slavery Act, a law adopted by the United Kingdom in 2015. A version enacted in Australia comes into effect on January 1st. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.